12 provincial councils have now completed the nominations. And what is now left is for us to draw up ballot papers for those areas that have more than one contestant for the weekend Congress. So that's what's now left. This week is just mopping up, making sure that all the preparations are in top speed so that we can convene our Congress on Friday.
If you manage to raise enough resources to make sure that the Congress is successful?
Well, I'm sure that it's correct to say that people are struggling with finances, and naturally it affects the party. But we'll make ends meet with the minimum requirements for a decent Congress to be held.
There are also fears that these Congresses tend to be very divisive. And, of course, we've already seen some senior party officials sniping at each other. What are you doing to ensure that there is no animosity that will continue even after the Congress?
We are conscious of the fact that in any contest there are likely to be rivalries. But we have tried to edge all contestants to be civil, to be positive, and not to engage in negative personal attacks. That way, it will demonstrate that this party is tolerant to opposing views, is tolerant to others who have a different opinion. And I keep on saying that our party should be a party of Democrats, not pseudo-Democrats. And all the tendencies sometimes emerge where people resort to shortcuts, to influence peddling, and all those kind of tendencies.
The people have given you a fresh mandate to lead the MDC. Of course, this Congress will just be a mere formality since you were nominated by all the provinces. What are you going to do differently from what you have been doing in the past?
Well, I'm glad that all the 12 provinces have shown confidence in my leadership and other leaders who have been also been nominated, the vice president, the chairman of the party. It shows that we have steered the ship of state, the ship of MDC, to the satisfaction of all the party members. However, I must say that doing the same thing over and over again does not lead to different results. So it means that there has to be a paradigm shift as we focus on 2018 elections. We need the unity of the party. We need to have stability in the MDC. We need to demonstrate that we are the alternative to the chaos in ZANU-PF. We can take this country positively forward, and we continue to re-energize our base, to be hopeful. We have the experience with government. We have the experience as an opposition party. Now it's time for us to be given a mandate to run the country.